From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London, but his story will soon be told on the big screen. Some filmmakers are also interested in making a movie about Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker. The BBC's Tom Brooke reports on the attraction of whistleblowers on film.
One whistleblower, someone willing to expose those secrets. That man could topple the most powerful and most repressive of regimes.
The voice of British actor Benedict Cumberbatch will soon be appearing on cinema screens as WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a much-anticipated film called The Fifth Estate. And before long, Edward Snowden's story could be on screen too. High-profile actors in the movie business, like Peter Sarsgaard, thinks the Hollywood studios will tell his tale.
I'm sure they will because, you know, the whole locked in an airport thing and running around. And it would turn into a kind of thriller, wouldn't it?
The Australian director Philip Noyce has stated he'd like to do a Snowden picture. The NSA leaker's story does have many of the necessary elements for what could be a gripping Hollywood film. Eric Cohn is chief film critic at IndieWire.
This kind of drama pulls you in from the first page and keeps you gripped until the last one. And so far we have all the ingredients of a really exciting sort of international thriller. We've got the drama of this guy who has deep moral convictions and flees the very country that created those convictions because of his beliefs. We have the romance of this girlfriend on the other side of the globe and whether or not he's going to be able to be reunited with her at some point. And also the sort of profound philosophical questions about the intelligence that this man has uncovered and whether or not that was a valid thing to do and what sort of questions that opens up for us.
Snowden has many supporters in Hollywood, among them Oscar-winning filmmaker Oliver Stone. But not everyone in the film business is a Snowden fan. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, a longtime supporter of liberal causes, isn't likely to be backing a film telling Snowden's story anytime soon.
I don't like what he did.
Do you think it's a compelling story that would work as a film?
I don't really care. I think it's despicable.
What he did?
Yep.
But a short Snowden film has already been made in Hong Kong by four enterprising denizens. It's called Virax, and it's a thriller inspired by Snowden's presence in Hong Kong, complete with an actor who resembles him.
And they say contractor just landed in from Hawaii.
What do we know?
Well, sir, he failed to report his travel plans in advance.
But don't look for an ideological slant in this film. Sean Say is one of the filmmakers.
We knew right from the get-go that this film was going to be as neutral as possible, and in a way trying not to infringe upon basically what we thought Snowden was trying to do, because really we had no idea.
If Hollywood and America's documentary community do get around to telling Edward Snowden's story, many of his supporters on the political left hope the resultant narrative is different from what they claim is the unbalanced reporting on the Snowden affair by mainstream American journalism. That's the view of Professor Jeff Cohen at Ithaca College.
There's no doubt that a Hollywood movie will tell the Edward Snowden story better than the U.S. news media have.
In some respects, Edward Snowden's life already resembles a Hollywood movie.
There's a man walking around the terminal in a bathrobe.
In the 2004 drama The Terminal, starring Tom Hanks, we see a character trapped inside an airport terminal for days. He's in a no-man's land. It did reasonably well at the box office. Now, of course, Snowden has left Moscow Airport. His real-life story needs to come to some kind of conclusion before Hollywood can get going on its interpretation of his actions and his life.
The BBC's Tom Brooke.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.